Winery Crasher is a proud member of the Barrelas Podcasters Guild.
Wine and cheese. A classic and classy pairing. But on this podcast, I'm definitely never classy. Stay tuned, because after this cheesy self-sponsored commercial, I am pairing wine with hot Cheetos and some of my other favorite cheese snacks.
Hey everybody, it's Connor, the Winery Crasher. I'm here to tell you that it would mean the world to me if you considered following me on social media. That's why today's episode is sponsored by my Instagram account. Just visit me at Winery Crasher and hit that follow button. You'll be able to listen to clips of my episodes, learn wine tips, and find out what's in my glass. As a small thank you, DM me and I will give you my wine and common ingredients pairing sheet absolutely free. Now that is something to raise a glass for. Let's get back to the episode.
You're listening to Winery Crasher, the podcast where we pair wines with everyday foods, review wines under $20, and welcome you, even if you drink wine from a mason jar. This is Wine Culture with Attitude. Hey everyone, and welcome to Winery Crasher, the podcast where we give wine culture an attitude. I'm your host, Connor, and today I'm celebrating the most underrated holiday, National Cheese Day. Of course, this is Winery Crasher, so I'm not doing fancy cheeses. We are pairing wines with my favorite cheese snacks. If you want a more sophisticated wine and cheese pairing episode, DM me on Instagram at Winery Crasher to let me know. It's also now Pride Month. Should I do some wines for Pride? DM me. Let me know what you think. Believe it or not, I'm recording this episode on Memorial Day. And I think it's important to acknowledge and honor the people who have died in military service. So I'm going to give a quick moment of silence. Thank you. Today, I am pairing wine with hot Cheetos, white cheddar Cheez-Its, and bacon cheddar easy cheese. And along the way, I'll be sharing some cheesy jokes. Just so you know, I love all kinds of cheese snacks. I was thinking I should make an Amazon wish list of my favorite cheese snacks for my listeners to buy for me. Won't you help support the show by buying me cheese snacks? Anyway, let's start with hot Cheetos. When it comes to hot Cheetos, champagne or another sparkling wine seems to be the way to go. If you listened to my third episode about Lazy Day wines, you'll remember I said that champagne and sparkling wines go well with crunchy snacks, and they also go very well with fried foods. Cheetos, obviously, are soaked in fat. You may think that's an unhealthy thing, but from my perspective, I couldn't disagree more. Julia Child once said that you need some fat in your diet to help you absorb vitamins. Now, I'm not a nutrition or health expert, so don't start binging on Cheetos because of what I heard, okay? I just think Julia Child knew what she was talking about, so I binge on Cheetos, but that's up to you and your decision. Do your own health research. Because hot Cheetos are spicy and soaked in fat, a sweeter sparkling wine is probably the best option. I think dry sparkling wines are fine too. I just love spicy food. For a sweeter wine, you can try maybe an Asti Spumante or Moscato. But if you do want a still wine, you should choose an off-dry Riesling.
It looks like it's time for some more wine vocabulary.
Off-dry simply means a wine that is just a little sweet, just a little bit. When it comes to sweeter wines overall, I just read in the book What to Drink with What You Eat that sweeter wines like Moscato are great for assorted cheeses. So if you do want to put a cheese plate together, a nice Moscato will balance all of those different cheeses out. I'll have a link to that book in the show notes. By the way, just a fun fact about me. My favorite hot Cheetos are the extra flamin' hot Cheetos. I don't know what it is about them, but just the dense coating of that spicy powder and the richness of all of it, including the puff, is so good. I can't handle it. You have just learned about pairing wine with hot Cheetos. We will be pairing wine with white cheddar Cheez-Its and cheddar bacon easy cheese right after this sponsor. And we are back. I've got some funny jokes for you. First, what do you call cheese that doesn't belong to you? Nacho cheese. When I was little, a sign at a local restaurant read, "Grandma says a balanced diet is a cookie in each hand." Well, now that I'm older, Connor the Winery Crasher says, "A balanced diet is a glass of wine in each hand." Now let's talk about my favorite flavor of Cheez-Its. White cheddar Cheez-Its. They are just so good. What to Drink with What You Eat, and another website, I'll post the link in the show notes, suggests a Chardonnay for mild cheddar. Wine Enthusiast magazine, on the other hand, recommends champagne and sherry. As we can see, many different opinions, many different options. Interestingly enough, one of the main grapes in champagne is Chardonnay. With Cheez-Its being crunchy, it's my personal opinion that champagne or another sparkling wine with Chardonnay would be an amazing pairing. And speaking of champagne, I have a wonderful quote. "My only regret in life is that I didn't drink enough champagne." That comes from Robert Noker. So pairing wine with white cheddar Cheez-Its was pretty simple and straightforward enough. Let's discuss pairing wine with cheddar bacon easy cheese. Again, What to Drink with What You Eat, the book I mentioned a little earlier, suggests Cabernet Sauvignon for cheddar cheese. They also recommend Pinot Noir, but they recommend it a little less strongly. They do, however, strongly recommend Pinot Noir for bacon. And that's why I think Pinot Noir would be the best of both worlds for cheddar bacon easy cheese. Because I am on a champagne kick for this episode, I'm also going to personally recommend a rosé sparkling wine like that from Gruet. Those two would just be heavenly together. I want to quickly go back to the white cheddar Cheez-Its. I dare you to be bold and try Cabernet or Pinot Noir with those as well. The white cheddar has a very sharp flavor, and therefore I think it would make a great pairing. Let me know what you think. Let's have a quick recap of this episode's pairings. Sweeter champagnes and sweeter sparkling wines like Asti, Spumante, and Moscato go very well with hot Cheetos. If you want a still wine, however, off-dry Riesling, again, off-dry means just a little sweet, goes very well also. Chardonnay, sherry, and again champagne all pair well with white cheddar Cheez-Its. And also, if you want to get bold, again, because this is a cheddar, you could even try Cabernet Sauvignon and Pinot Noir. Finally, for cheddar bacon easy cheese, Cabernet Sauvignon, Pinot Noir, or again, champagne or another sparkling wine, at least in my personal opinion. In short, champagne is king or queen or the big cheese. But as usual, there are many different options and opinions out there, so don't stick to just sparkling wines. As you're seeing over the past few episodes, you can get very into this pairing because it's fun. By playing around through tasting and pairing as much wine and food as you can, you're learning, you're trying new things, and gaining expertise. Rather than worry about or get intimidated by wine pairing, we want to make food and wine a memorable experience. We want to find out what's most enjoyable for us. Thank you so much for listening, and happy National Cheese Day! If you liked what I had to say, please subscribe to Winery Crasher so you can keep up with all of my wine antics. Also, DM me at Winery Crasher on Instagram and let me know what wine questions you have. I will give you a shout out if I use your question as an episode subject. That is it for this episode. Please remember to act responsibly in all of your choices when drinking alcohol. Have fun, but don't be a jerk. See you next time. Cheers. Winery Crasher is proudly produced in New Mexico, home of America's first wine country.